Editor. Premier Danielle Smith's self-indulgent crusade to create her own fiefdom is rapidly becoming tiresome. The blame game and propaganda during the Jason Kenney government was irritating enough, but now it's moving to new levels of deception. The age of misinformation is eagerly sponsored by our provincial government at our expense. Take the Alberta pension plan idea that is being thrust upon us. The numbers provided are ludicrous. It would be laughable if it wasn't so terrifying. You needn't be an economics whiz to realize these figures are whitewash, window dressing, and totally out of the ballpark of reality. Even the government knows it's off base, which is why it's likely dangling $10,000 retirement bonuses that will never come to fruition. It's a cash and power grab, all aimed at the federal government, Mrs. Smith's nemesis. Our retirement funds are in good hands with the Canada Pension Plan. They are well managed, get a good rate of return, and are out of reach of tyrannical politicians. Leave them alone. Period. Now our provincial government is spending $8 million of our money to launch the Tell the Feds ad campaign to fight against the federal government's draft for clean energy regulations. Whether or not the regulations are good or bad is lost when the counter-offensive is completely mired in exaggeration, fear-mongering, and alternative facts. Suggesting we'll all be freezing in the dark and paying four times more for electricity, Premier Smith merely makes us look like a bunch of uneducated rubes instead of people capable of reasonable discourse. We deserve, and expect, better from our provincial government. This mudslinging, shoot now, aim later, childish, negative way of approaching our challenges does no good for anyone. Grow up or get out. James Hinton, X. Shaw.